are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
It's week 17. It's the fantasy championships. If you're in that bad boy and you got questions, we got you.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's up?
What's going on, man? We are into the championship week. I am freaking going nuts over here trying to make sure I get all my teams set right. Get these rings, get these belts, get this money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fantasy championships, man. This is what we've been working towards all season long. And I know you're in a couple. I'm in a couple. It's going to be fun, baby. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, man, without a doubt.
Hey, guys, if you've got any start and sit questions, feel free to throw them down in the comments section, man. We are answering starts and sits, and we're just doing some things here on Fourth and Flex. Buddy, before we get into all that craziness, though, you know, we got to get a word from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Can't forget those guys over there, guys. Look, if you're a sports bettor, if you like pick'ems, you like all that fun stuff, man, Thrive Fantasy is for you. Right now, 100% first deposit match up to $250. Who does that? Who does that? Not a lot of people. So, guys, if you use our promo code Fourth and Flex, or if you just go down in the description, click the link, man, you're going to get in that on that action, guys. Get in on the action.
No doubt.
Yeah, buddy. We got some questions already popping down in the comments. Soothing ear stories. Who do you like better this week, Trey? Jake Browning or Joe Flacco?
It's got to be the potential MVP candidate, Joe Flacco, baby. Oh. Give me Flacco. 300 yards, 4 weeks in a row. Give me that.
Yeah, dude is balling. Straight off the couch into your lives, man, your fantasy lives. Yeah, Joe Flacco. I'm going to have to go with that one, too. Browning, he started off hot. He had a rough game. I just feel like I trust Flacco a little bit more, right?
Exactly.
Patriot Sports Radio. Let's go. Patriot Sports. What's happening, buddy? What's happening? Hey, Mr. Bowler, Will Levis or Bryce Young to bring home the gold?
Yeah, man, that's a tough one there. I mean, just looking at their matchups here, you've got the Titans at the Texans, and then Carolina is playing. One second here.
The Panthers
are at the Jags. Now, both of those matchups, honestly, you know, are better for these guys. You know, two guys that have not done extremely well. Both of their matchups this week are actually a little bit better geared towards fantasy value. You know, the secondary for the Jags have turned out to be frauds. I mean, people are throwing all over them. But Bryce Young, you know, he's not really throwing it all over anybody. So that's, you got a question there. But then Will Levis, you know, he played the Texans 2 weeks ago, got hurt in that game.
Yeah.
You know, but he sounds like he's coming back. He's had a full participant in practice. So personally, I think I leave Will Levis. I would go with Will Levis just for the excitement of it all. And Will Levis, I feel like he has more passion for the game than Bryce Young. You know, Bryce Young's just ready to get to next year. Will Levis is still trying to prove himself.
Bryce for sure. Young
hasn't proved himself.
Also, I feel like Will Levis has the ability to go nuts, throw for four touchdowns like we've seen him do in his first appearance in the league. And Bryce Young, he's had a lot of games to do things, and maybe he's picking up a tiny bit of steam right now, but I just don't feel like it's enough.
No, not at all.
Especially in that championship, buddy. But yeah, guys, keep them coming, man. Throw the questions down in the comments. We will get to them. But we got to do something here that we usually do on our waiver wire show, man. But we're going to go ahead and pop it off now. We're going to get you some streaming defenses to help you out for your fantasy championships with a little bit of Trey's Top 3D.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, yesterday we were having some technical difficulties with our internet, but we're here. We did post our waiver wire ads, so if you saw them, hopefully you did and hopped on. If you didn't, you know, go check out our Facebook, Fourth and Flex Podcast, Fantasy Football Podcast. It's on there. We got our list there. Maybe some of those guys are still available in your league after the waivers cleared last night. But here are some top three defenses that you can stream this week. If they're, you know, maybe the guys that you wanted got picked by somebody else, these are some other options for you. Starting off at the top, and by far my favorite defense in the championship this week has got to be the Raiders versus the Colts. The Raiders defense have had two touchdown games and back-to-back games on defense. Like, I mean, that's unheard of. I don't know how you don't ride with the Raiders to victory. This team is really stepping up, especially their defense. I mean, we saw what they did to the Chiefs, embarrassed Mahomes. I mean, the Raiders defense is killing it. Secondly, we've got the Denver defense versus the Chargers. You know, Keenan Allen probably is not going to play in this game. The Chargers are out of the playoff talk. You know, Stick is just not that good. And Denver has a decent defense. You know, they're doing a little quarterback change here. I'm sure they're probably going to focus on the defense here in Denver. So I like Denver against the Chargers this week. And lastly, this one is going to shock a lot of people, and it's probably not on anyone's stream list, but I promise you it's a sneaky grab. And that is the Lions defense versus the Cowboys.
Oh,
I think that the Lions defense is really going to put in work on this Cowboys offense. The Cowboys always crumble towards the end of the season. It is crumble time, and the Lions are going to eat them up.
It's crumble time, baby. I like it. I like it. Yeah, I love the Raiders ad, man. The Raiders defense has really stepped it up within the last few weeks. Very consistent. Helped us get to victory in round one of the playoffs in a league that we co-manage. So I definitely love the Raiders there as an ad, man. And I like that little sneaky Lions. It's crumble time for the Cowboys, huh?
Yeah, and just for you guys, just to put it kind of in perspective for you guys, you know, we had Raiders in the first round of our championship. We dropped the Raiders for the Bills defense last week, and we dropped the Bills defense this week for the Raiders.
Yeah.
So that just shows you how high I have them on my list of defenses.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I love it, man. I love listening to your streaming defenses every week, man. That's a good thing we got going there, man, and I love listening to it. So instead of our starts and sits show that we normally have going on Fridays, we're going to go ahead and give you some five championship starts and sits picked by me and Trey. Trey, I'm going to go ahead and let you get us started here going, man. Who do you got for us? A must start in your fantasy championships this week.
Yeah, man. So these are basically going to be guys that you might be, you know, on the bench about starting. They might be on your bench. And you're trying to figure out, you know, is this guy worth putting out there? Well, these are guys that we're telling you they are. Like, maneuver around, do something to get these guys on your roster because they're going to help you win your league. Starting off at the top for me, it's DeMarcus Robinson. I've been talking about this dude week in and week out on our waiver wire show. They're playing the Giants, which is a great matchup for this guy. This past week, he had a new high in receptions and receiving yards and his fourth touchdown in four games. I mean, that's all you can ask for out of a third string or your wide receiver three on your team. This dude is going to put up the numbers that you need to win your league.
Ooh, DeMarcus Robinson. I said this once in a show that we've done already. DeMarcus Robinson, when you first pitched that guy to me, I was like, okay, he had a good week. I don't know if this is going to be something that he's going to stick to and be consistent, but bro, you proved me wrong. This guy has been knocking out of the park every week, and I'm pretty sure you started him in your fantasy championships, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, a lot of people say, you know, well, there was injuries and things and all those things moving around. Well, last week, everyone was healthy.
Yeah.
Tutu Atwell was on the bench. Robinson was in the game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, guys, listen. Hey, if you are in your fantasy championships, guys, drop it down. Drop us your records. Tell us what you got. What did you finish to make it to the fantasy championship? And who's your MVP of your team? Throw it down in the comments, guys. We want to know. We want to know. It makes me think. I saw something that said that 60% or so of the teams in fantasy championships had Christian McCaffrey on them.
Yeah, it was 58.9% to be exact, actually. but that means 41.1% of teams did not have Christian McCaffrey. So shout out to you guys for not getting the backpack carry from CMC and making it anyway. I don't think I had one share.
Shout out to us guys, because we didn't have no Christian McCaffrey shares either, man. So we're a part of that. What do you say, 41.1%?
Yeah. So it is doable, y'all. So you can't blame your season on not having Christian McCaffrey, because I promise you it's doable. We did it in multiple leagues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, now I'm going to get you a must start for this week in your fantasy championships. I mean, it's got to be Amari Cooper, right? I mean, I know he's questionable, but he's definitely looking like he's going to play. A historic performance, the one of two players to have over 200 yards receiving on three different teams. So that's something, man. Amari Cooper banged up, but will play. He's got kind of a matchup against the Jets on Thursday Night Football. But ever since Flacco has become the quarterback, they have been just killing it, man. Ever since he's been running the show, Amari Cooper has been consistent. And this is a guy that I feel like you have to start your fantasy championships, Trey.
Yeah, man. You know, it does scare me a little bit with Sauce Gardner at the Jets, man. I think that dude is an amazing DB lining up with Amari Cooper. But you cannot sit a dude that had 265 yards and two touchdowns the week before. I mean, you are the worst fantasy football player if you do that, because that dude won a lot of people. A lot of people last week were, you know, there were several people that got upset because of Amari Cooper. Their whole team was trash. They're like, I don't even know how I made it here.
Yep.
They threw Amari Cooper in there, and Amari Cooper took them to victory.
Yeah,
I mean, what did. Was it? We had a guy in one of our leagues 14-0 and took the L because of Amari Cooper.
Yep. Didn't lose a game. Michael Fabiano, actually, I'm sure you've heard of him. Sorry, buddy. Sorry for calling you out there, man. Just hurts. I know it hurts you, bro. You busted your butt all season, a perfect record, and then Amari Cooper just goes off and destroys it.
Sad.
It is sad. It is sad. Trey, what do you got for us? Another must start this week in the fantasy championships, week 17.
Yeah, and so another guy I got this week, and this is probably going to surprise a lot of you, but this guy's numbers were not that far off from Amari Cooper's last week. And that's George Pickens. The man's playing against Seattle, whose secondary is a little tough, but George Pickens had 195 yards and two touchdowns last week. Again, one of those guys that when you have a week like that, like, you cannot bench this dude and you know, expect to win. You know, this is the kind of moves you make to win your league, putting George Pickens in your lineup. I know it's scary. I know he's had a terrible season almost all year, but he's shown some accolades here and there. And last week he put the dot on it and let everybody know who he is. And I think he's going to prove it even more this week.
Yeah, man, Mason Rudolph is now his quarterback. Turns out that Mason Rudolph likes him some Pickens, because he was throwing the ball to him left and right. 86-yard touchdown. George Pickens, you say a must start, huh, this week?
I think so.
Woof, I love it. I love it. And Mr. Bowler says he was 8-6 after starting 6-1. Nice. Nicely done. Tyreek has been my MVP this season. No CMC there either. So,
yeah, man, Tyreek Hill coming in clutch for everybody out there. Honestly, and I know the stats say otherwise, but I would rather have Tyreek Hill this year than I would CMC.
Oof, okay. I like it. Tommy popping in the comments. What up, guys? I'm out. My team got destroyed.
Sorry to hear it for you, buddy.
Ouch. That hurts, buddy. I'm sorry, man. Were you going against Amari Cooper last week? Kind of feels like you were.
You're right.
Sorry, buddy. Jared Fortin popping in over on Facebook. I like it. Brees versus the Browns or Nico versus Tennessee, full PPR.
Yeah, man, this is a great question here, Jared. You know, Nico, we've been relying on Nico all year. He's had a rough couple weeks. He's been hurt here and there. CJ Stroud's been hurt. His quarterback's been hurt. Now they're both going to be in this game, but it's against Tennessee. You know, he has the potential to do good, but I think I go Breece Hall here, man. Breece Hall is really on the rise. The team, you know, is not excited about their quarterback play, so they're funneling the ball through their running backs. You know, I know a couple other guys did get some work, but Breece went off last week. I know this Browns defense is tough, but I think Breece Hall is one of those running backs that kind of sets the bar for not caring about the defense so much.
Absolutely. You even like it if CJ Stroud comes back this week.
I think so, man. I really do. I just worry about the health of CJ Stroud and Nico both. You know, even if they're playing, they're a little banged up, both of them. They're just trying to get out there and prove themselves. Tennessee's defense is no joke.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think, you know, 2 weeks ago, you look at Nico's play in the last probably 3 weeks, it's just really not been irrelevant. And Breece Hall has been killing it, man. So it's hard to pick a guy that hasn't been putting up numbers over a guy who has.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you, buddy, and ride with Breece. And I love me some Nico Collins, man. That's my dude right there. But if I had to pick, I definitely think I would go Breece for all the reasons you mentioned, Trey. I like it. Tommy says, it was the only reason the guy I played started Cooper is because Pittman was out. But life goes on. Happy New Year.
Yeah, man. It's those kind of things just happen, man. That's just all what part of fantasy is. You can't let it get to you. You just got to get ready for next year, man. Start pumping up them numbers.
It's just hard, man. We put our souls into this thing, man.
Oh, I know.
Anybody who's a for real fantasy football player knows the feeling of just being out of there, man, with nothing else, and it hurts. It hurts inside.
Makes you want to turn the TV off and stop thinking about football for a couple months.
Exactly, buddy, exactly. But now it's time for another guy that I feel like is a must start for your fantasy championships, man. I got you a quarterback here, okay? And that is Baker Mayfield, okay? Hey, the last time that the Saints played Tampa Bay, Baker balled out, threw for 3 touchdowns, so that's something. He's completed 63.5% of passes for 3,315 yards, 24 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions, Trey. Does that surprise you?
That does not surprise me, actually, because also on my list is Baker Mayfield, baby, coming in as a must-start this week. Listen, the last time Baker played the Saints, he was QB7 on the week, had 246 yards in that game, and had a season high of 8 rushes for 31 yards. Baker's going to go off. He's going to put this team in ready mode, and they're going to get things done.
Yeah, buddy. You know I love it. You know I love it. Look, the Buccaneers have hit their stride, okay? And he's been consistent and honestly a good producer in fantasy. We got Baker Mayfield in the league, and we are in the fantasy championship. So that's got to tell you something, man. And everybody laughed at me when I said Baker would be a top 15 quarterback. I think he's sitting at like 13, 14, something like that, Trey.
I think it's 12.
Sitting at 12, my boy Baker. And hey, Jelly of the Month has a question for us. Hey guys, stream QB Baker versus New Orleans or Love versus Minnesota?
Yeah, it's got to be Baker, man.
Guess that answers it. Yeah, buddy. Jelly of the Month, thank you for popping in, man. If you got any more questions, man, throw them down in the comments. That was just amazing timing, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. And remember, guys, if you are watching, drop down your record this year if you made the championship and tell us who your MVP was on your team. We want to know.
We want to know. MVP of your team and you're in the fantasy championship. Show us who you got. Show us who you got. So, I guess I'm going to go ahead and move on to my next must start this week since you had Baker and I had Baker. And that's got to be Matthew Stafford. Okay. Look, 1-5 of his last 6 games. Since week 12, he's been an ideal fantasy quarterback, okay? Very consistent, and you know how much we love that consistency. He's got amazing receivers that can make stuff happen. If he could just throw him a short out route, and these guys can just go off and do big things with it, okay? So that's why I think Matthew Stafford, look, the last few games, it's just been super consistent. I don't know what's going on. They hit their stride. It's working out for him. Matthew Stafford, a must start in your fantasy championships.
I can tell you what's going on. His entire team is healthy. They've got every option they need. They've got Kyren. They've got Puka. They've got Cooper Kupp. They've got DeMarcus Robinson. They've got Higbee. They got all the options they need. Matthew Stafford firing on all cylinders. I mean, he's looking like the Rams quarterback that won the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that he'll make it back there, but he's firing on those kind of levels. So I like Matthew Stafford as a start a lot.
Honestly, the way that he's playing, I feel like he looks even better than he did the year they won the Super Bowl, man. And like you said, you're 100% right. They've got a great running back that defenses are scared of in Kyren Williams. And, you know, it's setting up that play action for him. And, I mean, that right there is going to do it for you.
No doubt.
And let's see. Jelly of the Month have waiver priority over the one seed who needs a defense and a kicker? Who should I pick up to block the Ravens defense or Harrison Butker?
Well, we saw how Butker did last week. I mean, he missed a field goal in the first round. I would want my teammate to have Butker. Honestly, the Chiefs are falling apart, man. If I'm blocking anything, I'll take the Ravens defense.
Absolutely, absolutely. Harrison Butker, we just in a team that we manage, man, it all went on the foot of Harrison Butker, and he did not let us down. We needed him to do absolutely nothing, and That's exactly what he did. Thank you, Harrison Butker, man. Appreciate it, my friend. Appreciate it. But Trey, another must start for your fantasy championships this week.
Yeah, man. And then this is going to be a tough one too here because you probably dropped him after a couple weeks ago. But that is Khalil Herbert against Atlanta. I think this matchup, the Bears versus Atlanta, is going to be a very on-the-ground kind of matchup. They're going to be running all over the place, both sides of the ball. Last week, Khalil Herbert had 112 yards on 20 carries. I think the Bears have finally realized, you know, with Donta Foreman being on the sidelines, that they realized that Khalil Herbert can handle this backfield pretty much by himself outside of Justin Fields. And 20 carries, if he can get that this week, I think he's going to get more than 112 yards against this Atlanta defense. So I love Khalil Herbert this week.
I like it. I like it. I'm just saying, like, the offseason, I told the Bears that Khalil Herbert was the guy. I don't know why it took him to week 16 to figure that out. But yeah, I love me some Khalil Herbert. Getting in the end zone last week, I love to see that. Khalil Herbert, I think, is a good one to start this week, Trey. So I like that.
No doubt.
But moving on to the next guy on my list, and this one's probably a no-brainer for you guys out there, and you probably got him on the team. And that's Amon-Ra St. Brown, you got to start Amon-Ra up. You were going to do it anyways. But listen, Amon-Ra, wide receiver 3 on the season this year in full PPR. Only 2 games all year where he didn't perform the way that you wanted him to perform, man. And at least 6 targets in each of his last 14 games. If he gets 6 targets, you know Amon-Ra is going to do big things with it. If you've got Amon-Ra, you know you got to be playing him in these fantasy championships.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And if you guys don't care to go back and take a look, our top 10 wide receivers list in the preseason, I am stated as saying Amon-Ra will be a top 3 wide receiver this year. Looking pretty strongly that way. So if you got Amon-Ra, you better have him in the starting position ready to go.
Yes, sir. Cocked and loaded, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Trey, you got another must-start for us this week.
Yes, sir. My last must-start this week has got to be Zamir White against the Colts. Now, obviously, this stipulates if Josh Jacobs plays or not, but Josh Jacobs missed practice Wednesday, so it's starting to look more and more like Zamir White's going to get the start. Last week, this dude had 145 yards on 20 carries. I mean, the Raiders' offense is really stepping up with this coaching change, and I'm really excited to watch them play. Zamir White is all over the place. He's just running downfield hard, and I want this guy on my fantasy team starting if Josh Jacobs doesn't.
Yeah, I remember actually last season we were kind of thinking Zamir White was going to be something because such a heavy runner we've seen him be, and he just kind of didn't get the opportunity because Josh Jacobs just went nuts last season. And Josh Jacobs injured now, Zamir White finally getting his opportunity to do something. I agree with you, buddy. If Josh Jacobs is out, Zamir White is in, and I think that's a must-start. Absolutely, buddy. I like it.
Sir.
And moving on to the last must start on my list this week, Rashad White. Hey, man, my Buccaneers are doing it. Trey said the second I told him that Rashad White was not him, he began to be him. And that has rang true so far. The RB3 in full PPR leagues, which I'm sure no one had on their list, Trey, averaging 4.6 yards per carry in the last 4 games, a touchdown in each of the last 3 games, which is definitely impressive. He had played over 70% of the snaps in every game this year but one, and that game it was 68%, so it was pretty close anyway. So you're going to get a guy that's going to stay on the field and definitely get opportunities, man, because this guy's been consistent for a team that has finally started to click, and they're using him in the receiving as well. So that full PPR leagues, man, Rashad White's your guy.
I think so, man. I love me some Rashad White. I have him in multiple places. I got him super low in the draft. And running back 3 on the year. So give me that.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. I like it. I like it, man. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. How about the Chiefs, man?
Yeah, man. It's devastating the way those Chiefs played, man. You know, the craziness is that he literally – Mahomes, they try to run – the only time they scored was on a trick play. Mm-hmm. If you notice that, and then they try to run another trick play where the direct snap to Pacheco throws it to Mahomes fumbles it, the ball gets picked up by Big Boy gets the touchdown. The following play, the Raiders go to kick the extra point and they miss it. Okay, and or it wasn't even kicked, it was like fumbled and the dude like tried to run with it. I don't know, it was just a crazy play. And you're like, okay, that was insane. The very next play, Patrick Mahomes throws a pick 6. And that was pretty much the game. Those 3 plays right there defined the entire game. After that, Aiden O'Connell didn't make, I think, a single pass the rest of the game.
Right.
And Mahomes didn't do very well either. They just kept the lead and rode it out.
Yeah, buddy. Just crazy, man. I mean, when the Chiefs are playing like this and even the kicker isn't doing his job, you know something's wrong. The crazy thing is Bucker has been like Mr. like never miss. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially in the biggest of moments. Not saying that that was one of the bigger moments. I'm just saying, man, it's been really wild to watch this team sort of unravel. I kind of feel like these guys need to stop making commercials and start kind of focusing on the field. It's crazy. And, I mean, I don't know, man. You think that they make it to the Super Bowl this year?
I don't, man. I honestly don't. I mean, there's a chance they don't make it to the playoffs. I think they will, but there's still that chance, you know. And yeah. And they're definitely going to have their first playoff game away. Patrick Mahomes has never had that. He's always had the home field advantage in his first playoff game, and so that's going to be tough for him, you know. And but just watching this game, man, this team did not look like unified. Yep. You know, by halftime, Mahomes looked like he was ready to go home. Yeah. He's looking around, wondering what's going on. Kelsey's looking around, wondering what's going on. Nobody's connected. Nobody's communicating. It looks sad, man.
Yep.
It did not look like the Chiefs team that won the Super Bowl.
Did not. You are correct, sir. You are 100% correct. Crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. The Chiefs, man, maybe they'll figure it out, but they don't have a lot of time to do that. If they lose the next 2 games, the Chiefs will be out of playoff contention. Is that right?
Yeah, if they lose out, I don't think they're going to make it.
Oof, crazy, crazy, crazy. And definitely, I think Mahomes is not going to get a home playoff game, which he's never had.
Right.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Guys, we do have a little thing here we'd like to do, man, with Thrive Fantasy, the sponsors of this show, man. We've got a little bit of betting with Bandy, man, and we're going to do some pick'ems here for you, man, to help you out for Thursday night football's game, the Jets at the Browns. Let's kind of just jump into this, Trey, man. This is kind of what you're going to get when you get with Thrive Fantasy. Again, down in the description, you can look and see what you're dealing with here, man. But this is kind of the deal here. Trevor Siemian, 175.5 passing yards. You like the over? You like the under? You want to see what else we got?
Let's see what else we got. I'm leaning under there, but 175 is a pretty low line.
So it is. Tough. It is. What about 32.5 passing attempts for Trevor Siemian? You think the Jets give him that many opportunities?
I don't know that they would.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Breece Hall, I've got over under 46.5 rushing yards.
I like the over on that.
I do too. The only thing that scares me is freaking Breece Hall, man. Every time I smash the over on Breece Hall, he never hits it. So maybe this time will be different, but that's what I say every time. What about 31.5 receiving yards for Breece Hall? I like the over on that one a little better. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, last game, I think he got like 40 something rushing yards and like more than that receiving yards. He did go off last game. So they're definitely doing that with Trevor Siemian as quarterback. So what do you like smashing the over on that one?
For sure.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's see. Garrett Wilson, 51.5 receiving yards. That scares me.
Yeah, me too, man. It honestly does.
Let's see what else we got, man. Tyler Conklin, 27.5.
That line scares me. With Does it? Conklin. I mean, I like the over, but I know that under can hit no problem.
Yeah, I like the over on that one, man. I think Tyler Conklin will get at least 28 yards. Let's see. Let's go to the Browns here, man. Joe Flacco.
Over.
233.5. You like the over?
I do.
Against the Jets defense.
The man has had over 300 yards in four games. What's stopping
him? Which means maybe it's time to not.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't hit 300, you know, that's what? What did he say? 233?
Yeah, 233.5.
Yeah, he's hitting 250, no doubt.
All right, smashing the over on Joe Flacco. I like it. Amari Cooper, 58.5 receiving yards.
I mean, he just had 265. You have to hit the over.
Okay, over it is. Njoku, 51.5.
Over.
You like that too, huh?
I do.
Man, over, over, over. Yeah, let's see here. We got four. I'd like to get one more, Trey. One more here. Let's see here. Xavier Gibson, 17.5 receiving yards.
I don't know about that.
You like the under or just want to keep moving?
Yeah. What else we got that we haven't hit with? Yeah. Who's the other Brown they're talking about there?
Cedric Tillman. Or 21.5 receiving
What's
yards.
What's the one down from there?
That's Elijah Moore, 34.5. I like the under.
I do too, but yeah. You know, if Sauce Gardner locks up Amari Cooper, you know, Elijah could get some catches there. I think I'd go Conklin over out of all those.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take the over on Conklin. I like that one anyways. So let's review what we got going on here, buddy. We got Breece Hall over 31.5 receiving yards. We've got Tyler Conklin over 27.5 receiving yards. Joe Flacco over 233.5 passing yards.
No problem.
Amari Cooper 58.5 receiving yards over, and then Njoku over 51.5 receiving yards.
I honestly can't believe Amari Cooper's line is set at 58. I really would think it would be around 75 after having a 265-yard week.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has gone up because I think last week it was in the 40s or something like that. If you smashed the over last week on Amari, you definitely got what you were trying to get here, man. But I like the lines that we got here.
By the way, did you see the parlay that a guy had last week? It was an anytime touchdown parlay, and I think it was like 32 players that he picked anytime touchdown. $5 turned into $468,000 on Christian McCaffrey was the final one that he hit. Christian McCaffrey got the touchdown and he hit $468,000 on a $5 bet.
Wow. So he took anytime touchdowns for 32.
It was, I don't know if it was exactly 32. I just know it was a lot of players and every one of them were hitting. I would have pulled out after like, you know, 200,000 and I would have pulled out early, but he wrote it. He wrote it all the way. And all he needed was Christian McCaffrey touchdown, which is the most clutch player you would need to get a touchdown. And Christian McCaffrey gets the touchdown. Boom. He hits it. $5 bet turns into $468,000.
Insane. Insane.
Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracle indeed, buddy. Christmas. Somebody was looking out for that guy. I'm going to go $16. 16 bucks makes us win $258. I mean, $215.68. We are in there, buddy. We are in there. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting indeed, buddy. Interesting indeed. Thrive Fantasy, big supporters of the show. Check them out, guys. And down in the description, get the link or just download the app and use our promo code FourthAndFlex to get in on the action and make some money. $250 deposit match. Can't beat that.
Cannot.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Definitely good stuff. I like it. Guys, if you like the fantasy football advice you're getting here, there's not much time left to join our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Join the family. I'm still waiting on Tommy to send us that Patreon link from the Buccaneers game a while back. And then there's something that I mentioned on every show, Trey. I might as well mention on this one.
It has to be that we have merch.
We do, guys. Merch. We got all kinds of things here, man. I like slapping logos on stuff. And if you like the way that logo looks, go ahead and go down to the description, man. Order some merch from your boys, man, and help support your guys over here. Guys, if you're watching this, if you're not watching the live stream, man, throw your questions down in the comments and we are going to get to them. There's a lot of time between now and time to go on Sunday, well, Thursday, Saturday, all the days. No Monday night football, so don't forget that, guys. But thank you guys so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
In the championship.
In the championship, baby.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel. Become a subscriber and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.